This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hey there, everybody. Happy Friday to you here on Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. We are coming to you here on KFH over the air, 97.5, 1240 AM. Glad to be with you. Glad to be with you on our video streams on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube X, and of course the Odyssey app where you can leave us voice messages. You can leave us video comments, all kinds of good stuff. Oklahoma City flexes in the Western Conference Finals last night. The Royals get ready to continue the road trip down in Minnesota tonight. So those were a couple of big things. KU misses on a top prospect in the recruiting world, but lands a legend onto the coaching staff. We'll talk a little KU today. Helping us with the Royals will be Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider, beat reporter for the Royals for the KC Star. It'll be a fun Friday. We're getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend. Going to be a little soggy, it looks like. Maybe a little chillier than you'd like, but as much as we need the rain, nobody's complaining. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like I've been waiting forever for this holiday weekend. I could use a couple days off. I don't know about you, but kind of burning the candle at both ends right now. So looking forward to kind of relaxing a little bit this weekend and recharging the batteries.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that for sure. Although, you know, weekends like this typically are busy work-wise because of, you know, the HTO stores. I don't know what the rain will do to that, but hopefully we'll see everybody out this weekend. At HTO, there's going to be a promotion, 2 gallons for $10. A nice little discount if you need some beverages for the holiday weekend. While we're talking about that, just real quick, we'll give away some HTO right now. Text the keyword TTEA to 20357, and you can win a free cup of HTO iced tea. East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby. While you're in there, you can take advantage of the Memorial Day sale, 2 gallons for $10. Good luck, everybody. Message and data rates apply. You can enter once per day. Tommy, we get back into it. Days off in baseball when you've got a team you're following closely are not my favorite thing in the world, which is what we had yesterday. A chance to digest some things, though. We're in the time of the year where you're really digging deep for content sometimes. And we did that. So I've got some interesting things for the Royals that I'll put on the table for us here that I dug around and came up with yesterday. But the Jacques Vaughn news, you definitely want to talk about it. You grew up as a KU guy. He's, I'm sure, right in your wheelhouse, as are a lot of KU fans fired up about that. I don't know what it means for the team right now. I'm probably a little more concerned that they missed on Darian Williams, which we'll get into that piece of it in a little bit. But just like we can talk about the strategy of it in a later segment when we have more time. But how excited are KU? I get the sense that KU fans are pretty fired up about this.
Yeah, I think KU fans are extremely excited about this. I mean, you know, just from my perspective, Jacques Vaughn was one of my favorite players growing up. He was just so exciting to watch. And he was a key piece, a core piece of those really, really good Roy Williams teams back in the early 90s. And, you know, then he was one of the guys that was able to go and have a productive career in the NBA. And then I don't think anybody at the time when he was at KU looked at Jacques Vaughn and thought, yep, that's a future NBA head coach. And that's exactly what he's done. And he's had, you know, a lot of success at the NBA ranks. It is curious. It is interesting that he is joining the staff of the Jayhawks after a career as an NBA head coach. But I think
first time that's ever happened.
I think from a top level view, I think from 30,000 feet, you know, most fans of the Jayhawks are just excited about the fact that you've got a legend, an icon for the Jayhawks that will be now on the sidelines.
You know, it's interesting. I am curious about the same thing. I think that it could simply be a need for a reset, right? Like there's absolutely just like a, man, I love that place. This would be fun. Let's go do it. Or I think I would rather do this in college than the NBA. Why don't I go be an assistant at that place? And then we'll see if that can propel itself into a college career. Or, as you've brought up, maybe there's a sense of, let me go show that I can do this thing. And maybe I would become an option if and when Bill Self finally retires. I mean, again, all those things are possible. I think it's also possible that he just wants to go have fun and do it for a year. Like, and Kay, you'd probably be happy to have him in any of those scenarios.
It's interesting because, you know, Bill Self has been with the Jayhawks for 22 years, and he is, I believe, 63 years old. And there's really no clear succession plan for Bill Self once he steps away. And I think that most KU fans in that circle recognize that you're on kind of the tail end of the Bill Self tenure. It may go another 5 years. I don't know, but I don't think it's going to go past that. And it might be even sooner than that. And there's really no clear succession plan. And I'm not sure there really ever has been necessarily. And I know that Jayhawk fans like to think about keeping it in the family. It's not unlike North Carolina and what they've done with their head coaches over the years. But you look at former players and former people that are associated with the program and what they've done. And there aren't a ton of people that are like super exciting that you could look at. Like Jared Haas is out there. That's not an exciting option, you know, necessarily. Tad Boyle has connections to KU. That's not overly exciting. Mark Turgeon is retired. You know, that for a while, that may have been maybe the most likely somebody like within the family of the Jayhawks. But even that, you know, isn't going to happen, you know, nowadays because he's not that much younger than Bill Self is. So it makes me wonder, like, is this a long-term succession plan? And I've mentioned that before. Yeah. I don't know, and it very well may not be, but it does certainly raise that possibility.
At least it, yeah, look, it makes it a possibility. I cannot imagine it would be the plan. And, you know, keeping it in the family, like Bill Self's the perfect example of throw that right out the window. Like, you go get the best coach.
Well, he was in the family. I mean, he had a connection to KU. He was an assistant coach for KU for a couple of years back in the 80s. So he had a loose connection, like with Larry Brown. He was with Larry Brown and John Calipari and, you know, all of that during the 80s when Larry Brown
was there. But does that, I mean, maybe that makes him a KU guy. I guess it doesn't for me. But, like, I think you always got to be careful with that. He was there for a season, in his first year? Was he even a, he was an official assistant. It wasn't like a grad assistant, but for one, like, okay, like that's fine. Jacques Vaughn could be it. Like the problem is he's never coached in college. Like he has to get that. Just like, we just need to know what he can do. The thing is though, you don't become an NBA coach if you can't coach. So we know he can coach. Can he recruit? Can he do all of this other stuff? That's what we'll find out. So Rick says he was an assistant. Rick, in 1985, he was an assistant at KU for one season before he went on to Oklahoma State. So I think it's just exciting. I don't really care, honestly. Like, I just think it's exciting to have him there and let all that other stuff, happen as it happens. They had to replace an assistant coach. That's a pretty good get, right? Like, for a guy, you easily, and look, I think the implications of it could be bigger just simply because now you can say, hey guys, we got an NBA dude. You want to know what it takes to be in the NBA? Like, that should matter. I think it will matter as they go out. Now, if this is a 1-year thing, we'll never know how he was on the recruiting trail or everything. But if it's a 2 or 3 year proposition, then yeah, if his goal is to try to do that, then he's going to have a chance to prove it. That's what I think makes it a savvy decision for KU. We'll get more into this when we talk about missing on Darian Williams in a little bit. We'll come back. We'll get you ready for the Royals, a sort of a primer, a step back moment as they get ready to begin a series with Minnesota. So that will be coming here next. We'll have Jalen Thompson to dig in deeper a little later in the show. Talk about these NBA finals and all the other headlines as well at Sports Daily on a Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad to be here with you on this Friday. It is a Friday, which means Tommy gets to talk about his outfit.
I do, yeah. It's the Friday fit from our friends over at 3570 Golf Co. I'm wearing the Prairie hoodie today. Because, you know, it's slightly chilly. Like, there's a little bit of a crispness in the air this morning. So I had to break out the hoodie. And it's one of the softest hoodies I've ever worn, by the way. 3570 Golf Co., they are a locally owned golf apparel company. And all their designs, all their clothes, everything that they have really embodies this part of the country, the heartland, and all of that. So golf shirts, golf hoodies, golf hats, golf head covers. They've got a bunch of new things on their website. Check them out, 3570golfco.com. By the way, if you go to the Wichita Open next month, and we'll be out there, 3570 Golf Co. will have a pop-up shop at the Wichita Open. So you can check out all of their great gear there at the Wichita Open. And it's a great partnership. And we love being a part of what 3570 Golf Co. is doing and growing in this part of the country. If you use the promo code Tommy, by the way, T-O-M-M-Y, on their website, 35x70golfco.com, you get 10% off your first order.
Yeah, I got to look at that. I got to get some stuff. Now, this brings up, and I tongue-in-cheek called it an outfit, because you talked about how big guy was one of your pet peeves yesterday. Outfit for men is a pet peeve of mine.
Why?
Well, listen, you can call it, what's the woke term for this? Toxic masculinity,
yes.
I think, is the woke term. I've got some of that. I'm going to tell you. Four older brothers, grew up in a family full of cowboys. I have some, and it's in there, and I don't apologize for it. I think it's okay. Men don't wear outfits. Okay. We wear stuff. We wear, you know, like
clothes. Wear clothes.
Yeah. We just wear clothes.
Yeah. Look, my everyday, if you were just going to ask me what my outfit was on a random Wednesday, I'm not down with that. But there is such a thing as a golf outfit. I wear what I'm wearing for golf. Nope. and I'm okay with that.
Nope. Women call each other and talk about their outfit. Men don't do that. Sorry. It's like whatever. I'm behind the times. I'm whatever, you know, you can. Nope.
Hey, I may have a problem with big guy, but I'm secure enough in who I am to say good. That I have a golf outfit, and that's totally okay.
Nope, not me. And it's not even like I don't like it for anybody else. That has nothing to do with me. There's a great, you like Jason Isbell, right? Do you ever listen to Jason Isbell?
Yeah.
He's great. He's got a song. It's a lyric in a song. And it's, don't call what you're, it's like a dad talking to his son about like lessons in life, and it's the line, it's don't call what you're wearing an outfit. Like is the first part of that. And then it goes on and it's really good. I've always like, yeah. And even though he's very, progressive and probably it's like some dig at something, I'm like, yes, don't call what you're wearing an outfit, son.
So what you're saying, what you're saying is the next time that I see your son, I should be like, hey, I love your outfit.
You can. And you and my wife can talk about where you bought it and shopping and all these other things that that my caveman brain will immediately go to. But as far as, you know, shirts and stuff, we love 3570 Golf Co. And I need to get some of their stuff. I need to check that out. All right. Promo code's Tommy if you want to get a discount with them. And I can't wait to talk to them out at the golf tournament, which is coming up soon. Tommy, let's talk Royals. Okay, so this is the time of year where we can dig into some things. But we not so much here, but we can here. We can always dig into things like outfit and big guy here. We have this form. We like that. On TV, you're trying to like, you know, most of the year, everything is there. Like you cover the events of the day. You have days like yesterday where there wasn't. The Shockers lost in the conference tournament earlier. The Royals were off. Like there wasn't a lot of like headline type topical news. So it's like, okay, what do we want to dig into? For me, it was some of what we do here. And it's like, okay, let's look at the Royals here. We're 50 games in, 51 games in here, almost a third of the way through the season. Like what can we pull away from this team? And of course, the offense has been the thing on everybody's mind. Well, you've got the great pitching and the really bad offense. And I think really bad offense is perfectly fair because it's one of the worst in baseball, only ahead of some of the worst teams in baseball. So we get into that, and we have touched on this. So I actually looked yesterday, like it, you know, how wildly inconsistent they've been. Every once in a while, they'll sort of explode in a big game like they did in the finale against the Giants, and then it'll go right back to it, and there's no like runway for it. So here's what I found. 51 games, we're about a third of the way into the season. The league average offense right now, this is before games yesterday, scoring about 4.2 runs a game. That's league average. That's not a good offense. That's an average offense this year in Major League Baseball. I think the Royals are at like 3.4, maybe 3.5. They're almost a full run under that, just for that nugget. I think we kind of knew that, though, right? Like we were aware of that. Here's what gets really interesting. So the league average offense is essentially 4 runs a game. In 51 games, the Royals have been league average offensively 18 times. So about 35% of the games they've played this year, they've been league average, right? Not good, not great. Just getting to the threshold of being a league average offense, they've only done that in 35% of their games this year. Then comes this consistency thing we've been talking about. Well, how many times have they done that 2 times in a row then? Like how many times have they been just league average for 2 games? 18 times, which is pretty wild, right? Less than a third of the times that they've taken the fifth. And then it's even worse when you go just to 3 games, 3 straight league average offensive games. They've done it once, and it was the Rockies series, which does that even really count with as bad as they are this year? So, you know, you can, no matter how you slice that, like they just have had a really bad offensive season. They can't get anything to stick. They can't get anything to stretch out over a period of time. And that's, I think, where we look big picture. No, it's not panic time. Yes, their pitching is going to make a huge difference, and it's going to be one of the best staffs in the American League, and it's going to keep them competitive and all these things. But I'm not sure that they can overcome that inconsistency if something doesn't change. If we look at the entire season and you just look at their division in the American League, I don't think it's sustainable. Like it has to be better. This offense is not going to get them where they need to be.
Yeah, as you're rattling off those stats, I mean, 2 things immediately come to mind. Number one is the fact that it's not all that surprising. I mean, I think generally speaking, we knew that it was not very good. Quantifying it in the way you did absolutely illuminates that. Number two is the fact that, you know, thank goodness for the pitching staff. Thank goodness for the rotation, that they've been one of the best in Major League Baseball because they have a winning record despite all of those deficiencies. But it does bring up that question to your point. How sustainable is that? We know that both Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo are on the IL, and you know we're less than a third of the way through the season. So the durability comes into play, and it's not a knock on the pitching staff at all. It's just people get injured. Like things like that happen. And so it makes it that much harder to expect your rotation and your pitching staff to be able to come through and compensate for the lack of offense that we've seen from the Royals lineup throughout basically the entire season. I think the biggest thing that out of all of the numbers that you threw out there is that consistency. It's the fact that they've not been able in any stretch throughout the course of the season, except for a team that is the worst team in Major League Baseball history, have shown that they can consistently get offense and be productive in multiple games in a row. So yeah, like in the finale against the Giants the other day. It was great to see the bats come alive. It was great to see Salvi have a good game and all of that. Are we really expecting that in tonight's game against the Twins that they're going to follow it up? Probably not, because they haven't been able to do that all season long. So then it goes right back to the thought of, well, they really need a great outing from their pitchers. They really need to pitch well against the Twins offense, because I think that it's unlikely that they're able to produce at the same level that we saw on Wednesday, because they've rarely been able to do that this season.
Yeah, and it can change. I think saying that, I do think it will get better. I don't think it will be like this all year, but we're a third of the way through the season. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think there's enough internal improvement, and it's almost a guarantee at this point they add to the offense. And I would think, whether that's through Caglione getting called up or a trade, whatever it is. But right now, what they've done would make them, like, if they just replicate what they've done essentially over the course of the season, they would be an 89-win team. They'd be 89-73. It will be very interesting to see if an 89-win team is good enough this year. And that's probably not that far off of where we projected them to be. It would be like 15, 16 games over 500. I don't know if that's going to hold. I don't know if that's going to be good enough for a wild card spot this year. Right now in the American League, they would, if we were just like seeding teams, be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they'd be a 6th seed, so they'd be in. Basically, what you have is Seattle would be in, the Yankees would be in, and then all 4 teams in the AL Central would be the other 4 teams. So, I mean, maybe so. Maybe they can just ride it through and the AL Central stays like that, and it's okay. I think so. It's not like the pace isn't troubling. The issue then for me is, does this style of play hold up against good teams? We know it holds up against bad teams. They beat the hell out of the bad teams that they've played this year. And then it's kind of, you know, 50-50 on the rest. That might be good enough. It all might be good enough, but I don't think it's good enough to win a World Series if they do get to the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Giants are a good team, and they took 2 of 3 from the Giants just recently. Right. I mean, it'll be really, really interesting to see how this huge series this weekend in Minnesota will play out for the Royals. But I do think that there's one thing that is really important to remember, and this is my opinion on this. I think the Royals offense, I think they are who they are at this point. And are they going to get better in the current configuration? Maybe. I mean, I think that you've got some guys that need to break out of their slumps, and you know, Salvador Perez, and you know, I know Vinny's improved somewhat. Jonathan India needs to hit better. Like, there are guys that are not performing where we expected them to perform, for sure. But I think by and large, the offense, they are who they are. And I think barring improvements, they might get slightly better, incrementally better, but it, you know, whether JJ Piccolo was going out and getting somebody on the open market, calling up Jack Caglione, I think the offense, they are who they are. But on top of that, I don't think this is ever going to be a team, at least this season. I don't care if they bring up Jack Caglione and go trade for another bat in the lineup. I don't think that this is ever going to be a team where the offense carries the team to success. No. It's going to be the pitching staff. The pitching staff will carry this team to the postseason or not. That's really where the pressure is. That's where the spotlight is. But I think it becomes, rather than, and I'm just pulling numbers out of thin air, rather than the pitching staff being 80% of the reason why this team is successful and 20% is the offense, let's balance that out a little bit more. It's never going to get to 50-50 or where the offense is more important than the pitching, but at least maybe like 70-30 or, you know, 65-35. Like, let's just get the offense a little bit more, some reinforcements in place so that the scales are balanced a little bit and it's not so aggressively important for the pitchers.
I agree with that. I think they just need to get to league average, honestly. Like, if the league average number is slightly over 4 runs a game, if they can get there, then I think with the pitching that they have, that probably would be enough. They're just so far away from that, especially like on a consistent basis. Here's what I will say, though. I do think internally you're going to see Bobby Witt Jr. hit for more power than he's hit. And I do think you'll see Salvador Perez certainly hit for more power than he's hit. I think if he plays and is fully healthy, he's going to hit more than 12 home runs this year. So, you know, I think both of those things will help. I don't know that Vinny Pasquantino is going to hit for any more power than he's hit for, but I do think he'll be a more productive player if he's a part of the team or whatever, however it shakes out with Cags, if and when he ultimately. But I do think there's some internal power improvement. But it's, yeah, it's you know, are they going to go from, you know, just a little over three? Can they get it from, can they just get it to four runs a game? Four runs a game with this pitching staff is going to be good enough to win a whole bunch of games. They're just not there yet. They're not there. They're below that by quite a margin. So we'll see. Now's the chance for that consistency. They just broke that threshold in the last game against the Giants. Now they go to Minnesota. They'll face starting pitching that's not as good as what they just faced in San Francisco, I don't think. So can you now stretch that into a week or two of baseball where you're just sort of feeling it? Remember when we started this season, I thought that it would be like last year. I thought there was a good chance it would be like last year, and this would be a very streaky team offensively. It has not been streaky thus far. It has not hit that hot streak yet. If that's true, and they are what they were last year with largely the same players, there will be a hot streak at some point. It, you know, is it long enough? Is it enough times? Does it time out right? That was what we dealt with last year. We just haven't even seen the hot streak this year. Like, it hasn't been there 51 games into the season. And I thought, and maybe we're just wrong about that, or I'm just wrong about that, that maybe they're just not a streaky team at all, and maybe they're just a bad offense, which is what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the benefits of the timing of this series against the Twins is that, you know, the Royals, Guardians, and Twins are all right about the same in the division as far as their standings are concerned. The Guardians have been slumping lately, and so while they, you know, have a better winning percentage slightly than the Royals do, they're 4-6 in their last 10 games. So the Guardians are not playing at the same level that we saw a few weeks ago, which is a benefit. So if the Guardians can continue to slump and the Royals are able to get the Twins this week and even two of three games, then they've solidified themselves back in second place in the division. Like, this is a pretty crucial series on the road for the Royals. And, you know, the Twins are one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball right now. Is it likely that the Royals can go in and take all three games? Probably not. But if you can win the series, if you can try to get two of three on the road against Minnesota, at that point, you have gotten yourself right back into where really you're chasing Detroit at that point for the AL Central lead. And so and the other two teams are behind you. So you're banking on the Guardians not playing well and continuing not to play well, and then taking two of three from the Twins. So there's a real opportunity here this weekend for the Royals, you know, to be able to get right back into things.
And I think that they will. I think they haven't even looked at the, because we're not there yet, but let's just look at the starting pitching matchups real quick on this series. I know they'll miss Joe Ryan, who's been, you know, the kind of the ringleader there.
Yeah, they're throwing
Pablo Lopez, who's been good.
They're throwing Noah Cameron tonight, so it'll be another Noah Cameron experience, who's been really good in his first two starts in the bigs. But Pablo Lopez is one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball.
He's been good. Zebby Matthews, who Surge fans will remember in the second game, and then Bailey Ober, who's been good this year too. But it's not like what they faced, I don't think, in San Francisco. So and you like these are the three you kind of like right now for the Royals to take the mound. So it's big series. Minnesota got one from. Cleveland got one from Detroit yesterday, which means all three teams chasing Detroit are all three, five games back. Just so what a wild ride this division's going to be this year. Minnesota, obviously one of the hotter teams in baseball. They've won eight of their last 10, and the Royals will try and, you know, do something about that. That game will be tonight. You'll hear it. It's a 7 o'clock pregame coverage. I believe it's a 7:10 first pitch there in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And here we go. Buckle up. These divisional games are going to feel heavy. Like, they're going to feel big. Tommy, KU, we talked about Jacques Vaughn. Exciting. People are excited. Definitely get that sense for longtime KU fans of, you know, the generation that we belong to age-wise. So they miss on Darian Williams, though. And I think that, you know, has an immediate bigger impact. At least we think it does, or I do. To next year, Williams, who we kind of been waiting on for a long time, the Will Wade effect, goes to NC State instead of KU. That's a tough one to swallow. That is, because I think KU, I don't know if NC State, you know, who knows if they were able to like come up with more money on this or something, but I was surprised to see them not land him when they so clearly wanted him specifically. That surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's two things. And you said Will Wade, number one, that's absolutely the first thing. Players love Will Wade. He is a player's coach. He always has been. And so I think that that's a major, major factor of it. But I think number two, we don't know this for sure, but my thought would be NIL. It'd be the amount of money that NC State was able to throw at him. I can't imagine that, you know, when you combine those things together, that you've got the appeal of playing for a coach like Will Wade, who is kind of brash and in your face and like a player advocate and all these different things, and the amount of money that NC State was able to throw at him. Those two things combined, that probably pushed it over the edge for him. That would be my guess.
I think NC State's a cool program, and I'm glad they're in the mix for that kind of player. Like, I like that part of it too. But and look, there may be other players that KU can quickly pivot to, but Darian Williams checked a lot of boxes for them and what we think they're going to need next year. That's why it surprises me, because he seemed to be such a perfect fit. Knows the conference. Obviously, that coaching staff knows him well because they've seen him play so often, and they didn't get him. So I think it, like, to, the immediate story is KU didn't get a guy that they really wanted to go get. And historically in the portal, I don't remember, and we don't know this stuff very well, but they've pretty much been able to go get who they want in the portal over the last few years. And what, you go back to Remy Martin, you go back to Hunter Dickinson, they, you know, last year to Rylan Griffin and some of these guys, like pretty much the guys that seem to be a fit that were at the top of these classes that KU was in on, they get these guys. They didn't with this one.
Heck, they were able to go and get Kevin McCuller from Texas Tech a couple of years ago.
Yeah, in an even more like direct comparison. So I don't know what the pivot is now. I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine that NC State put a better package together when KU really wanted and needed this player. That's what stands out to me about this.
I think
maybe they were able to just dump all their eggs into that basket. I haven't looked at their total class.
That was probably part of it. But I mean, I think that even if Kansas offered more money, and Kansas has deeper pockets than almost any other program in the country, I would imagine. But even if Kansas did offer more money than NC State did, I would imagine that the combination of the amount of money that NC State offered plus the allure of playing for a coach like Will Wade, those two things combined may have pushed it over the top for NC State.
Maybe so. And again, if it's the allure of that coach or whatever, that means Bill Self, who's always been the allure of guy. I don't want to overreact to one player, which is probably the way this sounds.
I think it's okay to be a little concerned. I wanted Darian Williams badly also. I mean, I thought that he was a perfect fit for the Jayhawks, and I really felt like the stars were aligning to have him be that kind of final key piece of the roster for Bill Self next season. So now they've got to pivot, and now they've got to try to figure out either, you know, what does the roster look like without him? Can we fill that hole without going and getting somebody else? Or who is left out there? And I know that there are a couple of other guys they've had their eyes on, but even the guy from Arkansas, Boogie Fland, the Jayhawks were in on him too, and he chose Florida. He went to go play for the defending national champions. So, you know, I don't know who else is out there. I would imagine it's a lot of players that are going down to the wire to make that decision about whether or not to stay in the NBA draft or not.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. Jeff Goodman points out that they also lost Dame Sarr to NC State. So maybe NC State got a couple of guys that KU was in on. Maybe so. And again, that's the Will Wade effect. We knew he would be impactful there. It was a really smart hire by them. Maybe this international business is something KU can get into. That's where K-State's kind of at right now, looking around.
Rick, by the way, Dame Sarr actually committed to Duke, not to NC State.
Okay, so Goodman's point, it must have been a typo. His point was that KU lost on two guys that they wanted, and they're still looking. Rick says that if KU has all that money, but they laid off 10% of the athletic department, those two things don't match. I don't think those have anything to do with each other.
Yeah, I'm not.
The NIL funds and the athletic department funds are very different things. Laying off administrators that make $100,000 a year to save KU, wherever that reporting was, with a K, like it was $3 million over 3 years or something like that. That's not the same thing. That KU's not taking NIL money and paying they better not be, and paying administrative staff. That's not how that works. So I don't think those things have anything to do with each other.
Yeah, a couple of the names that are still available that, you know, I think the Jayhawks are waiting to see whether or not they stay in the NBA draft or not. RJ Lewis, the St. John's transfer, is currently in the draft, and he could be somebody to look at. I mean, they need a starting forward. That's really the area, yeah. I think, they need some depth in the front court for sure. And I think, is Lewis?
I think he's a guard. Let me double check this.
Yeah, he's a guard. He's a guard. But
no, I mean, 24/7 lists him as a small forward, 6'7". Okay. So he's complete forward. He's forward. So yes, I think immediately he becomes. Let's see if they have anybody on him on their No, they don't have any crystal ball on him.
Jameer Watkins is available. He's a Florida State guy that is listed as a forward. That he's in the NBA draft right now. You know, wonder if, you know, he would, you know, leave the draft and look at maybe going somewhere else. And then another name is the guy from North Carolina, Vin Allen Lubin. He's 6'8". He could be paired up with Flory Badunga and be, you know, a front court type guy too. So those are some names, according to Sports Illustrated, that the Jayhawks could potentially look at, depending on whether or not those guys stay in the draft process or not.
I've got one for you. This will be a good one. You might like this. How about Ty and Grant Foster? Have a home yet.
Yeah, that would be interesting if he ended
he
up
is
back,
of the,
in,
after,
back at
after
Kansas.
The two names you mentioned, Lewis and the Florida State dude, he is 24/7's next highest ranked forward in the portal at 112. So you're going from Darian Williams down the list a ways. Ty and Grant Foster, age 25. He was good though last year. He was really good. He had, you know, scored 15 points a game. He scored 20 points a game 2 years ago. So maybe worth the shot, right? Like, why not? Who cares?
I mean,
I don't know what the terms were that they ended on, but you know, it's a name.
According to On Three, Grant Foster is number 10 of their best available transfers, and that was as of yesterday. But it doesn't look like Grant Foster is considering coming back to Kansas. The teams on his list are Gonzaga and Washington are the two top, and Arizona State.
Stay out.
Apparently, those are the top three teams that he is considering.
So, just in a total ranking, Darian Williams was the sixth ranked prospect. Jameer Watkins, who you mentioned, RJ Lewis is the fourth ranked. I think he's probably going pro. Jameer Watkins is the seventh ranked prospect. So not a lot of drop off. Again, this is all a fit type thing, but at least as far as like rankings and things, that's where those guys are. We'll see. I don't know if KU has been in on them. We don't know that stuff as much. We knew they were in on Darian Williams, and we'll have Shreyas Lada. Shreyas is on vacation, but we'll get the latest. They may have somebody signed by them. They may make a quick enough pivot, but boy, I would have lost money that Darian Williams was coming to KU.
Me too.
I thought it was going to
happen. Me too. I thought it was a lock. And honestly, I know that there was a ton of fire around Dame Sarr committing to Kansas, and that was like a big deal for the last probably week or so. I don't know. I feel like as soon as like Duke really began to pursue him pretty heavily, it became at least apparent to me that Sarr wasn't going to be a guy to join the Jayhawks. So I'm less surprised, honestly, about that move as I am about Darian Williams not going to Kansas. I really thought that he would stay in the Big 12 and go with Bill Self and the Hawks. So now they've got to pivot. I mean, they've got three open scholarships left. And you look at their roster on paper. I think they could, if they didn't make any major consequential move for the rest of this offseason, you could take the guys that you currently have and field a team with them. But I'm not sure that it's an ideal situation. I think they need to go and try to at least find somebody who's remaining out there. And maybe it's one of these guys who is considering whether or not they want to stay in the draft process.
Yeah, look, they can field a team, but is it good enough to win the Big 12? I mean, that's all.
I think it depends on how good Peterson is. When you get down to it,
it could be, but you're kind of banking everything on Darren Peterson at that point.
You are.
Which worked for Duke, right? So it can be done. I don't think it's going to be fair. As highly regarded, and you've talked about it a lot of times, highly regarded as he is, to think he's and hope and expect him to come in and do what Cooper Flagg did for Duke that is not a healthy place to start, in my opinion. Like, I don't know that that's so. Yeah, I do think they need somebody else. It's certainly going to be him and Flory Badunga that you kind of begin with. And then, you know, like as Shreyas has pointed out, Jamari McDowell and Marco Jackson, those are top tier prospects that, you know, are probably
chomping. And apparently, I read this article the other day that apparently before Marco Jackson went down with his injury, he was slotted to be a starter on the he was going to start on the team last year before he missed the entire season.
When we get to actual games and get the recruiting part done, they'll be the two most interesting players, I think, on that roster. We'll come back another hour of Sports Daily. Jalen Thompson joins us in the next hour. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.